This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You've tuned in to the special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show.
You had a good run. The opposition had a good run. But it looks like our opposition has fallen short once again. Aw, poor baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to open up the phone lines here for the second hour. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll flash the phone number graphic up on the screen for you momentarily. I'll take your calls on the IG report, but you know what? It's Friday. This is the conclusion of the 34-hour broadcast, so we'll open up the phone lines to anything. Wait a second. Do we have some breaking news right now? Hold on a second. I'm getting something in my ear from the crew. We've got some breaking news here. Harrison Smith has some breaking news. Do we have Harrison Smith, guys? Hold on a second. Harrison, you've got some breaking news?
Breaking news. I don't know how you feel about this, but the Comedy Central show The Opposition with Jordan Klepper has been canceled.
Wait. You're wait, wait. Opposition, huh? The old opposition has been canceled. Shut down. Cut down in its prime. Cut down in its youth. Actually, it had no prime. Well, the old opposition launched a week after this show launched, probably in a direct response to InfoWars. But where's the opposition now? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, opposition. You know what? I want the whole crew on the mic again. I want everybody on the mic to say bye-bye, opposition. You can say bye-bye, opposition, or you can say bye-bye, Jordan Klepper.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye, Mr. Klepper.
You had a good run. You had a good run. The opposition had a good run. But it looks like our opposition has fallen short once again. Aw, poor baby. The opposition is up. You know how many tears were shed over the opposition? Zero. Pull it back up.
Jordan Klepper's opposition canceled by Comedy Central. But new weekly series planned, and that one will fail too.
You know, here's the sad thing about it. A lot of people probably lost their job because of this. You have to understand something. When you have counter-programming that is launched as propaganda, how can you expect to win? And this is the incredible thing to me, is that they probably actually thought that that show would last. It would be funny. It really would be funny. There's the Chuck E. Cheese rat that confronted Alex Jones. It would be funny, except they really don't get it. And, you know, I've got these two tweets from Trump today that I covered. The tweet about beating the Bush and Clinton dynasty. The tweet about Paul Manafort being treated unfairly. And you can see that Twitter rigs up their algorithms so that you only see the negative responses first. And you go and you look at some of these people. You look at their Twitter accounts. You look at their tweets. And, I mean, I honestly just feel bad for them. These are some of the most lost souls and brainwashed people out there. I really feel bad for them. I don't know what I can do. I mean, do you see how everything on your side is losing? The opposition is losing. Robert De Niro is losing. Hollywood is losing. Clinton, Obama, losing. Like, just join the winning team.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An emergency broadcast, and I say emergency because I want to get people's attention. I began to study history when I was about 11 years old because my parents would not let us have cable or let me watch a lot of television other than like documentaries and PBS. Went to movies and things, but they didn't let me watch television. They said, you either read, do your homework, you go outside and play sports. And so I read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of history books, as my parents would buy me. All the major timeline books on World War II, World War I, the Wild Wild West, the occult, probably 30 sets of those. And the reason I say that is I've got some background and some research. And now in 20 plus years on air, I've made more than 30 films. I've interviewed thousands of top experts, generals, presidents, scientists. And they concur and focus in and give us an image of what's really happening in the world. Now, for people that don't actually study real politics, when I talk about this, you're going to have heard of this. There's too many people. We need to depopulate. Moonraker, the old James Bond movie with the globalists wanting to depopulate the planet with a bioweapon. More modern films like The Kingsman, releasing a psychological warfare wavelength through the cell phones and TVs to make us kill each other. There have been hundreds of films where there's a global government and they want to kill us. Now, when I was like 8, 9 years old and watched Moonraker, I just thought it was a movie. Didn't know an MI6, you know, head of OSS type guy had written it. OSS World War II, MI6 later. But decades later, I know all about it. I'm one of the leading experts on open public source white papers and globalist statements on this. And what's scary is they're so public about it. They think you're idiots. And they've said, we're going to stand by and let bioweapons basically be developed by third world countries and released, or we'll go ahead and produce them ourselves and release them. We even may do race specific to wipe out certain genomes, families of humans. We're all humans, but there's certain subgroups and things in the family. It's like dogs or any other, you know, major species, a bunch of different types of horses. And you got Dick Cheney, the famous Rebuilding America's Defenses 2000, saying we need to develop the use of race-specific bioweapons. I mean, that was in our local paper. People couldn't believe it. A couple of years after I covered it, it was in a local paper. They said, wow, you told the truth. And I'm like, go read the damn paper yourself. Not the paper writing about it, but Dick Cheney. So I've broken down the fact that you've got bird flu, that there, a lot of scientists have come out and said, looks like it's been engineered and manipulated to jump from birds to humans, that they were all panicked 20 years ago thinking it might end humanity because it could kill 1% of people that contracted it. That's 1 out of 100. They call flu deadly if it kills 1 out of 1,000, particularly bad. So now it's being reported by the CDC and by the World Health Organization, the UN, but it's getting almost no coverage. It's a big boil down in Zero Hedge with links to the UN. There is a bird flu that just popped up this week that's already killed a bunch of people that kills 38.3, or round up, 40% of people. Because some folks are still out of the woods. It'll probably be more than that before it's all over. So, everybody knows I've made 30 films. Everybody knows that six or seven of them are about depopulation. One of them is called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They've had congressional hearings on it and said they want that particular film banned from the internet. They have major newspapers saying, ban it. Why? It's word for word what Elon Musk is telling you. In their own words, their own admissions, they're like, whoa, we said too much. We don't want you to see that film. I can't believe it only had 50 million views on Google Video before they took it down, and only has like 10 million on YouTube. I mean, sure, if you want the DVD, we sell it, but that doesn't matter. I don't care about that. All I know is I'm not saying this current super bird flu, the worst ever, that's gone from 6-7% mortality that they thought was the end of the world to almost 40% in just a year. I'm not saying this is disease X. The UN, the globalists are saying disease X is coming. It's going to wipe out populations, and we're going to use disease X to bring in world government, and disease X is going to be the answer to nationalism and to Donald Trump and to these populations that want to pull out of the IMF and World Bank and the globalists, who've all been building bunkers and moving to Kauai and Lanai and Tasmania and having Air Force bases, private Air Force bases. Larry Ellison, worth 70-something billion, he bought Lanai, a private island in Hawaii, has a private Air Force base set up, and I talked to people that are involved in it. It all looks very nice and everything, but the approach, they've got like pillars at the fortresses that pop up and have got, you know, robot 50 cows in them and bunker bases under it. And I was told this by locals. I already knew about it, but they came to me. I had law enforcement come to me in Hawaii because I was in Maui right across the water. My wife at 5 a.m. is like, why are you getting up? Where'd you go for 6 hours? I'll tell you, I was there. I had law enforcement come to me, detectives, and I'm going to get them in trouble. I'm going to leave it there. And they said, what you say is true. We've talked to the people, what they're doing over there. And then I looked up a bunch of it open source, and it's true. He bought an airline. It's now been shut down, but the planes are going in and out. There's giant earth-moving equipment, and he's building a bunker on a private island. They're all doing it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen next month or next year or 10 years from now. I got 4 kids. I don't have bunkers. And so I don't want this to be real. Yeah, there it is. There's mainstream news articles talking about all this stuff. It's just that when you've got scared senior police officers coming to you and they say, look, we can't tell you everything. They got people obviously on security over there and they're reporting back to police what's going on. And they're acting like it's the damn end of the world. They got private armies, underground bunkers at former U.S. bases there. That's a former U.S. base. Used to be a targeting range, a proving ground. I mean, folks, they're like ants right now running around getting ready for something. And all I'm telling you is there's an airborne weapon that many experts believe is being engineered, and they've looked at it. I remember 10 years ago there was something that looked at bird flu. Remember hundreds and hundreds of top genetic engineers and bioweapons experts and virologists kept getting killed and run over and shot and drowned, and some were killed in weird satanic rituals. It was even the Washington Post. And I mean, it's just like 1,000 are dead now. I was covering this 20 years ago, hell. So they're saying there's an airborne bioweapon, whether it's man-made or not, that kills 38.3% of people that come in contact with it. It's airborne. It's airborne. It's in China. This just popped up today. The UN admits it, and no one's covering it but Zero Hedge and InfoWars. And so I just want to get people thinking about this and talking about it, because the globalists may not pull some of this if they think they can't get away from it. If they think that they can't escape the blame for it, or that we don't know about their bunkers, or that they don't know that the survivors are going to go dig them out if they're involved in it, they'll get trials, don't worry. But you've got Oprah and the globalist all meeting with David Rockefeller before he died, saying we're going to reduce population, and you've got it being the world government plan, and you've got them wanting to block the human awakening to what they're doing, and the globalists believe that the earth belongs to them. And now something that scientists believe may kill 4 billion people or more is airborne, and people don't even act like it's a big deal. How many times have we told you about things years before it comes true? I don't want this to come true. The globalists have lined it all up. They're geared up. They say it's coming. They say in all these white papers, Bill Joy and others who are good, they met with the billionaires, and they go, oh, the decision's been made to wipe everybody out. What do you think Elon Musk is warning you about? What do you think Kanye? It's a bigger plan. Let's not wipe everybody out. Let's go to the stars. Let's not stoke race war, culture war. Let's not have a war with Islam. Let's just come together. We have infinite resources now and go to the stars. But I'm telling you, it's all over the news. And I first told you decades ago that globalists have moved to bunkers all over remote islands with mercenaries and airports and gunships, and they're 20 stories under major mountains. And they're always ready with jets ready to haul ass. So if you start seeing a bunch of people die in China, and you see it, oh, 1,000 dead, 100,000 dead, and then by the time you hear it's 100,000 dead, it'll be here on these airplanes, and you won't have anywhere to go. My instinct's been for years to get a place way out in West Texas and just pull out and get my family ready. And everybody that's got instincts realizes we're in great danger. That's why I'm trying to get this out in the open so we can have an open debate about it so that the globalists don't pull this or that we get ready for it to naturally occur. God bless you all. More coming at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I don't have all the answers, but I am a trailblazer, and I'm dialed into the zeitgeist, and I'm telling you, this is important. We've never seen airborne pathogens of this level that kill 40%. God bless you all. Please pray for discernment, and please pray for life and peace. Please pray for a human future and not a Silicon God future.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You've tuned in to the special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show.
One of the great playboys of all time, no question about it. But in between marriages, I have numerous reports of FBI agents fanning out and asking associates and former associates and those who know about the president and women. I thought this was about Russian collusion. What does this have to do with the 2016 election? But it just gives you some idea where the special counsel may be headed.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You were the president's wingman for many years.
Yes.
So that's really what you guys have been buddies.
Yes.
And
and they've begun asking, Mueller's people have begun asking about questions about the president and women. Think they asked those questions about Jack Kennedy? What do you think? So I don't know what it is they want.
Well, I think you should get out front of it, because the stuff I read in the New York, they know, it's all been back when they loved Trump. It was all the New York Times. It was in the New York Post. It was in the New Yorker. You know, about Roger Stone and you know, Trump seen out again with, you know, three lovely ladies or whatever. It was always in between his divorces. I mean, you told me some of the stories. Well, said, yeah, that's accurate. You didn't tell me anything that wasn't known. I just asked you about a year ago, is this true? And he said, well, yeah, in between divorces, you know, he was double date.
One of the great playboys of all time, no question about it. But in between marriages, and you predicted this after the election, and then even later, they're going to keep coming back at him with the women. And that's clearly one of the directions.
And the women have said, and I've asked you, that he, if anything, he spoils the hell out of women.
But why is Mueller going around asking people about questions about the president and women? It seems totally inappropriate. Like, wait a minute, isn't this about Russian collusion and the 2016 election? Evidently not.
I got to say, in this whole corrupt world of everything, it's kind of refreshing, you know, a guy that likes women.
Well, the president definitely likes women. Of that, there is no doubt.
I like women, too. What's wrong with that?
It just shows you how far afield and how the resolve of these people to remove the president and the deep animus they have for him. And the more.
But what does it say that they can't find anybody to say anything that's real? There's nothing.
Well, that's why they're trying to presumably squeeze Michael Cohen. That's why they're going to try to squeeze me. You know, we're going to send you to jail for 10 years unless you tell us the president did X. I'm not playing that game. I'm not going to testify against Donald Trump.
Well, it's like the one lady he dated for like 6 months in the New York Times right before the election a year and a half ago, or 18 months ago. I forget her name, but she said the day after, she goes, no, they misquoted me. Because he called her fat and was mean to her. No, she said all he was super nice, bought me all these things. He was so gentlemanly and treated me so good. It was almost off-putting that he was such a gentleman. You know, girls don't like guys that are too nice, but he was so great. And yeah, he did tell me, hey, we both need to lose some weight. They took that and had it say, he told me I was fat. No, he said, we both ought to, at dinner, not eat dessert. We're both getting fat. I mean, that's the worst thing he ever did to a woman?
It's Trump derangement syndrome. It really is. And the more successful he is, the better the economy does, the better the prospects for peace, the more hysterical the deep state.
And I think that's really revealing. We're talking about the bottom of the hour. We're going to calls in 30 seconds. Let me just ask you this. You really should. The way to defend him is just go ahead and tell folks. I mean, you tell me, he treats women really nice. I mean, have you ever seen Trump mistreat any women?
Never.
How would you describe the way he treats women?
Puts him on a pedestal. Look, he's very respectful. He's also very discreet. But the fact that we're even talking about this is incredible.
But it's not us doing it. They're the ones.
Well, clearly, Mr. Mueller is going there. I have numerous reports of FBI agents fanning out and asking associates and former associates and those who know about the president and women. I thought this was about Russian collusion. What does this have to do with the 2016 election? But it just gives you some idea where the special counsel may be headed.
The big news is the FBI is coming to you. They're coming to your associates. They're bringing me up a lot. But now they've moved from that into this is 13, 14 people they brought me up to. And that we're all these masterminds running everything, which isn't true. We just want freedom, common sense stuff. And then now they're getting into going back decades ago. Nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with anything, not even taxes. It's all, well, what are the questions that you're hearing that the FBI is asking about Roger Stone, Donald Trump, and women?
It's more about Donald Trump and women. Some of my associates were asked this, but other people I know who have been questioned by the FBI in the Mueller probe have told me that there seems to be a focus on the president's relationship with women. I'm not going to talk about that, ever. I'm not going to talk about out of school about the president. I don't know anything that would be detrimental to him. And the idea that they would cook up some offense against me as an effort to get me to roll on the president is probably what they have in mind. But I have proven there is no Russian collusion. There is no WikiLeaks collusion. I didn't know about John Podesta's email in advance. There's no evidence of that. I never paid for or bought any information. Everything I did in connection with the presidential election was legal. I'm not the target here. The president is the target. But it's put me and my family under enormous pressure. Think of having a runaway federal prosecutor in every molecule of your being, reading your emails.
But to be specific, they're really desperate. But you didn't tell me any secrets. I just had some New York Times articles over the phone. And I said, is this accurate? Is that accurate? Because hell, that was even during the campaign. I wanted to make sure I wasn't betting on the wrong horse so something wouldn't come out. And you said, listen, he treats women really great. He puts them on a pedestal. He puts them into this whole courtship thing because he's a germaphobe. And, you know, the fact that he'd be even promiscuous is bull. He is a playboy. He dated a lot of women when he's divorced. He treats them really great. But
and
then
the taste level is extraordinary. I mean, he dated supermodels.
Well, I was about to say, but then you told me a little more. You said that if they give him any trouble or act weird, he didn't put up with that either. I mean, just in general, you were his friend. You were his wingman. You're not going to give us secrets. Just in general, Trump's relationship to women, how does he treat them?
Extraordinary. And his taste level, Melania, his wife, who's a wonderful person, is typical of the kind of woman that he dated in between marriages. And she was, of course, the woman he chose.
Because you've got tens, but you've also got 10, 10, 10, like in gymnastics. I mean, it's solid tens across the board. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's cool. Her presence is amazing.
Supermodels. He had a tendency to date supermodels, and he wasn't shy about it. And he was enormously discreet. He is a gentleman. Beyond that, I'm not going to go.
But never anything about roughing women up. Never a problem.
Not his thing.
Well, they've been all over everything with a fine-tooth comb. There's nothing there.
That's why the rudimentary idea in this ridiculous dossier that he would somehow enjoy watching women urinate on each other, that's not Donald Trump. That's not his thing. He would find that disgusting. That's what's so outrageous about it. It's not even credible as an idea. So he was one of the great playboys of all time.
He's not into degrading women.
For sure.
And he's not into the stuff that Democrats and people are into. The whole scatological thing.
Definitely not. He's an admitted germaphobe. When he thought about running for president in 2000 very briefly, which is, he would tell you today was more my idea than his, he went through about a gallon of Purell a day for hand cleansing.
You've tuned in to the special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To this special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show.
But what we do know is obviously that he's been moved there. He's been moved to a more dangerous situation. It wasn't by the governors. It wasn't by the prison guards. It wasn't by any usual process that normally takes place in a prison like this. It was sent down straight from the top, from the Home Office. Completely unprecedented. These things don't normally happen. He told me directly on Tuesday, the fact that he told me he wanted out immediately, as fast as possible, because if anything does happen to him, and he's at massive risk, he wants the world to know exactly what's going on.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. I am taking over the fourth hour today to take your phone calls. I was going to go directly to him right now, but Tommy Robinson's spokesman needs to come on earlier. He's in the street in London, big developments, Kalen Robertson. So we're going to talk to him for this segment, a little bit of the next, and I promise we're going to take like 20 of your phone calls with Roger Stone about how's Trump doing, what do you make of the IG report, North Korea. Are we thankful for how things have turned around? I know I sure am. I wasn't just a negative person before. I didn't like what the globals were doing. We're taking the country back. History's happening. And we're such an instant gratification society. Even a lot of Trump supporters I know are like, well, he's the guy we needed. He's a wrecking ball. You know, he's not perfect. You know, man, I've sacrificed a lot. But nothing like Tommy Robinson, a political prisoner, who they now admit was moved into a Muslim wing, and who they are saying they're going to kill him. And there is an imam putting the fatwa out. And only Drudge picked this up 2 days ago. 3 days ago, the media was saying, I made it up, Roger. And it really frustrates me that they're like this. We broke that Hillary's server was broken into from international intelligence sources and Colonel Schaefer in January of 2016. That's why they hate us, because we are so truthful, Roger.
It's extraordinary. You could expect this to be happening in a Muslim country, in a Middle Eastern country. That is happening in the UK just boggles the mind. And the silence of the national media, of the mainstream media, with the exception of Drudge, it's extraordinary.
Without Drudge, you wouldn't even know that I was banned on YouTube. Then when they reinstated, as Bloomberg said, it was a mutiny. Someone did it without authorization. How sensational is that? Without, I don't mean to kiss Drudge's butt. It's true. Without Drudge, he's the guy that continues to be the final domino to break open the wall.
He does have enormous reach. It reminds me of when they said, oh, no, we didn't turn off Sean Hannity's Twitter feed. Some guy... spilled Coca-Cola on the control board. It was all a mistake.
And what they're doing is testing it to get us just worn out of hearing about it until they finally ban you or Milo. Let's go for this segment, and then part of the next, we're going right to calls to Kalen Robertson, and he joins us right now on the street. Again, he had the bravery to go on the air when no one else would. He's Tommy's spokesperson. Tommy told me that directly before he even went to jail, about a week before. Tommy is fighting for his life right now in the Muslim wing. The media spins it and goes, well, it's a Muslim wing. The whole prison isn't 70%, only that wing. So they've picked an Islamic prison with a Muslim wing to throw in Tommy Robinson, and he's got new developments for us. Kalen, thank you for joining us and giving us updates. It's good to see his lawyers coming out and confirming everything you said a day after you said it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us as well, and thank you so much for covering all of this stuff. Sorry, it's just very busy in London. We're trying to do this period really quickly right now. So basically, news reports that you've just been talking about, completely insane. They said that it was 70% made up, nothing out of nowhere. Tommy told us directly that it looked like that. It looked about 70% on his wing, and they were saying, oh, well, there's no such thing as a 70%. So the whole thing's nonsense. But they're using their usual tactics to try to discredit everything that we're doing and to try to discredit all of the facts, to try and brush it all over and say that nothing is actually wrong. So, obviously, reiterating our phone call a couple of days ago, the facts are still the same. We have had a little bit of communication since then, and he still is okay. However, I can reconfirm everything we spoke about the other night. He was moved to a really dangerous prison. It was really bad. It has a much higher Muslim population. It's actually got a record of having... Terrible violent crime, if you look it up as well. He's actually just been moved to solitary confinement, and he's sort of in a room with a blue mat on the floor, completely bizarre. So we know that at least he's safe in that period for now, but because he's in that situation, it means that communication is going to be a little bit more difficult in the meantime. So we don't know if he's going to be immediately put back into that really dangerous wing. We don't know if he's going to be shoved to another prison that's even more dangerous. Those threats have been passed on to him. But what we do know is obviously that he's been moved there. He's been moved to a more dangerous situation. It wasn't by the governors. It wasn't by the prison guards. It wasn't by any usual process that normally takes place in a prison like this. It was sent down straight from the top, from the Home Office. Completely unprecedented. These things don't normally happen. And that's why we've got so many people now writing to the Home Office, so much pressure from people in America trying to say, what on earth are you doing? you're basically putting someone in the firing line with direct orders from the top. It doesn't make any sense, and those are the new developments.
And that's the bombshell news. Up on InfoWars.com. Thank God Drudge linked to it last night. Order to send Tommy Robinson to heavily Muslim-populated prison came from the top activist safety and dangerous result of high-risk status being removed from his file. And now you say that they've thrown him back in solitary confinement, which is more cruel and unusual punishment for reporting that there was a trial on Muslim grooming gangs, which even the media reported on. They said he reported on the trial itself. And so 13 months in the Islamic wing, a certain death sentence, or 13 months in solitary confinement, silencing him, being able to talk to you every few days. So I guess you haven't been able to talk to him since you talked to him on Tuesday and gave us that emergency message.
No, it seemed like they really weren't happy about that information going out, and they seemed to cut off a lot of things. We have had some communication, but not directly between him and I, that he is actually still safe and he's okay, but they're really clamping down on the information that's coming out. He doesn't want him talking to the outside world. He doesn't want any, they don't want any fuss being made. They don't want you doing what you're doing. They don't want Judge putting it on the front page. They want it to be a nothing burger. They tried to silence it as soon as he got in prison, as we know, but that didn't work. And now they're trying to say that it's all nonsense because the statistics are slightly off. But that's what they're trying to do. So they don't want any information coming out about him because it builds up a frenzy. It gets people upset. It gets people up rightfully. And so the next stages are basically going through the legal process. That's what we're doing now and doing everything we can to make sure that he's not in that situation, that he can have communication with the outside world. If he wants this information to get out, he told me directly on Tuesday, the fact that he told me he wants it out immediately as fast as possible, because if anything does happen to him and he's at massive risk, he wants the world to know exactly what's going on. And he knows people are listening.
And again, when he first got arrested, for 3 days there was a D notice where the media couldn't report he was arrested, and they had news saying, I made that up and you made that up. Then they confirmed that. Then they had an order not to cover the demonstrations. I mean, this is so authoritarian what the UK is becoming. And now Roger and I are talking about being political prisoners. We're under attack. Paul Manafort has been grabbed and put in jail today. I mean, this is really wild.
People don't seem to realize that it's going to happen to them next. It's bizarre. Because it's Tommy and because he's perceived as extreme, they think, oh, of course he's getting thrown away. He looks a little bit rough, doesn't he? He looks like he'd be capable of that. But after Tommy, it's going to come for you. It's going to come for everybody else. It's going to come for people in the middle. It's going to come from anyone who's even slightly dissident and who has said anything even slightly against the government or the PC policies or anything that's been going on in the last sort of 10 years in Britain. And they don't realize how creeping this process is and how slow and how creeping it is. And they don't care. It's so blatant as well. They'll just make him disappear. One second, Tommy's on the street bringing the facts. He's got millions of views. He's in the public spotlight. The next second, he's in a room for 23 hours a day on a mat on the floor. They make people disappear within seconds. And they can still get away with it. Well, just about. We'll see what's going to happen soon. But it's absolutely baffling how blatant and open and in the open.
All right, let's talk about what we can do and just what's happening in the UK when we come back. Go ahead.
We need to pray. We need to lift Tommy Robinson up with prayer. All the info warriors, we need to be praying for his safety right
Let's
now.
Let's pray for him when we come back.
I think it's important.
Absolutely. Prayer is number one, folks. It's absolutely numero uno. We talked about this just the other day. It's true. There are no atheists in foxholes, and my head is spinning. And we're going to all your phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please.
You know, someone...
You've tuned in to this special Father's Day edition of The Alex Jones Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Now! They think you're a goldfish! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you! I don't think you're stupid!
One man resurrects a woman, all genitals are cut off!
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I'm gonna get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Father's Day 2018, and at the end of the transmission, I'm going to cover the most important information we've covered in the last
hour and 50 minutes. The international currency of the global psychopathic kleptocracy is the rape of children, the trafficking of children, the torture of children, the murder of children. And that's how Zbigniew Brzezinski even admitted in several books he wrote that global elites control populations. Former National Security Advisor wrote multiple books admitting that governments controlled organized crime, even child trafficking. And sex parties and Satanism with men and women is only the gateway drug into molesting children, abusing children, using children up, and then strangling them or bleeding them out. I know the secrets of Eyes Wide Shut. I'm not allowed to tell you. I was given it in confidence by Vivian Kubrick, but I'm going to leave it just at that. But there is a lot of news in Europe and some in Asia, but nothing in the United States. And I've noticed that there will be Italian TV piece, one that I saw about 15 years ago, one of thousands of stories like this that got out. Reporters at their job on a national magazine show of little Italian children grabbed and taken into Eastern Europe, 2 and 3 year old boys, raped, gang raped by men till their guts are coming out of them. And then they shoot the little baby boys in the head with 357 magnums. And the big story was that they had sold thousands of VHS tapes, is still how they did it, one-offs, and the main place that had been shipped was Hollywood, California. Because, oh, the elites, they deserve everything. It's all about them and how arrogant they are and how divorced from God they are. They partake in this stuff as an evil thrill to get closer to the dark energy that they believe they get power from. And then I remember reading in the foreign press how those reporters were fired after it aired. Not because it wasn't accurate. They were just fired. So I've been told, you leave this alone or we're coming after you. And you've got the pedos coming out of the woodwork at Vice and at the New York Times and at Salon. You can look it up. It was promoting it, saying, it shows these guys saying that they lust after 4-year-old girls and that they're not bad people. And they just look like demons directly out of hell. A pedo opens up about being targeted by vigilantes. It's all other victims and how good they are. I'm a pedophile, but not a monster. The New York Times, all of this, and the early psychological movement was pushing sex with kids. That's what this is. They want as psychic vampires, whether you believe in God or not, there's people that get off on hurting innocents. So, that said, this guy, I've studied him, was a Renfield. He was allowed to get out of Australia. You have the deputy pope being tried for kidnapping over 100 young boys and trafficking them. He's totally guilty. They're having a secret trial in Australia. But this guy was a Renfield. He would deliver them to the Draculas. And I'm saying spiritually they're vampires, not physically. Though blood drinking is at the tip of what they do. And so this is all over the foreign news. This is out of the Sun. It's linked up on Infowars.com. And at his sentencing, he smiled and laughed and thought it was really cute. And, of course, notice he looks just like Peter, just like Jimmy Savile. Some of these guys' names, I got them mixed up. He looks just like Jimmy Savile. Peter does. Let's pull up Jimmy Savile for TV viewers. Radio listeners look him up. Oh, they found his underground dungeons, his best friends with the royal family, and was shipping kids all over to everybody. They'd bring kids in and slit their throats in front of the prime minister. Reportedly, world's worst pedo, Peter Scully, who filmed baby rapes, tortured kids, and made them dig their own graves, smirks at life in jail. And if you're a radio listener, you didn't miss anything when we showed him smirking. But how about the hot young ladies that like to wear little Eyes Wide Shut masks? Let's show people that are in the videos. Not the Hollywood video, but the screenshots in the article. Let's scroll down and show folks some of that. Or just do me a document cam shot. I can do it right here. Look at the evil look on this guy. But look up Jimmy Savile and see how that same look. That's the look of the Renfield. That's the supplier. That's the supplier look. Guys, search engine. Jimmy Savile, child sex scandals. You'll have it. We'll put it on screen. There he is, Peter Gerald Scully. The evil rapist fled charges in Australia in 2011 and moved to areas where he would entice impoverished children with money and gifts. He then drugged the vulnerable youngsters and made films of him raping and torturing them for an international pedophile ring. Oh, those don't exist. The media always says I'm insane. I say those exist. They do not exist, they say. Filipino police say Scully, who buried the 11-year-old under a floor of a house, this is just the one house that he lived in for a few months that they caught him with, he was renting after making a film about him raping her and strangling her to death. Operating a secret child pornography site on the dark web called No Limits Fun, he sold videos for up to $10,000 per view. Yeah, they were selling the videos of them raping little boys and gang rapes and then blowing their heads off for $20,000 apiece. But the U.S., the FBI said they would not even investigate it. And then it just goes on from there. In the film called With Barbie Playing Daisy, Alvarez and he would participate in the child torture and sexual assault. The little girl screams and cries as she is beaten, raped, tortured, and defiled by Scully and his two masked accomplices. Then they light her on fire, use barbed wire, torture her, waterboard her, and then jam giant objects in her and then kill her. And I hate to get into all this, but this is who runs things. Let me show you the young women. Document cam shot, please. Here they are, just like Eyes Wide Shut. Just like Eyes Wide Shut. It's look at the young ladies are enjoying their power right now. It feels so good to torture that five-year-old girl to death. Some of the babies he raped to death were 1 year old. And that's the big thing, is that the big thing they like is a kid and then their guts coming out. The big thing is they'll, I hate to get graphic here, but the Satanists like to rip children's guts out their rear ends. Okay, so that's who runs things, and that's who puts fluoride in your water, and that's who thinks you're a slave, and that's who thinks that they're unstoppable, and that's who thinks they can dominate you and that there's nothing you can do. Because they're so evil, you can't even imagine it. So they're going to hit you with GMO to warp your genetics. They're going to hit you with fluoride. They're going to microwave you with G5. 5G. They're going to brainwash your kids. They're going to sexualize your children. They're going to promote Satanism everywhere, and you're going to appreciate it and love it. And then they're going to sell the videos everywhere, and you're not going to stop them, they think. I didn't get to the big exclusive with Roger Stone, where he breaks down how it was an FBI informant, a man who'd been an informant before, with a anglicized name who had a Russian background, trying to sell them info they didn't buy, and that's how they were trying to plant breadcrumbs. But the media's spreading it like Trump's been caught. Oh, my God, Russiagate's real. So that's all up on InfoWars.com with that exclusive, and Lord willing, we'll be covering it all tomorrow. If you want to stand against these devil worshipers, you want to stand against the censors, the big telecom and big tech heads, a lot of them that are into this, then you need to take this video and this article and this information and ram it down their dirty, stinking throats and let them know that we're onto them. And you need to also know we're ending tomorrow. It's going to be going on for 2 weeks. The free shipping on our best-selling items and 50% off our best-selling supplements like Brain Force, X2, Super Male Vitality, The Real Red Pill Plus, Bodies, and so much more. And when you fund us, it just blocks Soros and the globalists and all these open groups that want to shut us down, CNN and all the other fake news dirtbags that invert reality. You can just assume whatever they say is the opposite. Look it up. It usually is. God, they lie when telling the truth, but help them. They just can't help it. They're of their father, the devil. They're all a bunch of scum. Super predators that will be brought down. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. I say no to your plan. I say yes to a human future. God bless you all. Please spread the live links.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.